Good morning.
Good morning.
This is going to be a talk a little bit different than I usually give. What I had set out to do is I wanted to talk about both the idea and the practice of bearing witness. You know, Bernie had founded the Zen Peacemaker Order. For those of you who don't know, Bernie Glassman, who is my teacher's teacher. Recently, they did a week sesshin at Auschwitz, which I can't even imagine what that's like. As you know from other talks, I've done street retreats with Bernie, but I can't imagine what that's like. And the three tenets, T-E-N-E-T-S, tenets, of the Zen Peacemaker Order is not knowing, bearing witness, and loving action. So that's sort of the context for this. And, you know, a note that I wrote to myself as I was thinking about this is, how would I express bearing witness? And the note was to paying attention openly without limit. And so in the, you know, I went on the internet just to see what other people had to say about bearing witness. And there's actually a quote from Bernie Glassman, about bearing witness. And I'm going to read it and just see if you notice anything interesting, if you catch anything after I'm done reading it. Bernie says, "In my view, we can't heal ourselves or other people unless we bear witness. In the Zen Peacemaker Order, we stress bearing witness to the wholeness of life, to every aspect of the situation that arises. So bearing witness to someone's kidnapping, assaulting, and killing a child means being every element of the situation, being the young girl with her fear, terror, hunger, and pain, being the girl's mother with her endless nights of grief and guilt, being the mother of the man who killed, torn between love for her son and the horror of his actions, being the families of both the killed and the killer, each with its respective pain, rage, horror, and shame, being the dark, silent cell where the girl was imprisoned, being the police officers who finally, under enormous pressure, caught the man, and being the jail cell holding the convicted man. It means being each and every element of the situation." Now, to me, in that description, there's an incredible omission. Does anybody catch it? Yeah.
Being the killer.
Yes, right.
What was it?
Nothing. Be the killer. Maybe the hardest element to face, but nevertheless still part of the entire situation. There's another definition that I particularly like of bearing witness, which is more open somehow to me. It's bearing witness means listening deeply, listening without judging, listening to become one with another, giving another human being absolute and total recognition. Wherever we are, we can witness, at our workplace, with a homeless person at the curb, with family and friends. We are not separate in our pain, peace, and understanding. We can also lend our moral authority and bear witness to oppression, domination, and injustice around us. How many of you saw the thing with the New York cop tending to the homeless guy who had no shoes? I would say that to me was an act of bearing witness. Enacting, going into the store and buying him shoes and socks. Now, this idea of bearing witness, being totally and fully present. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where somebody has borne witness to you, but to just simply be received without any kind of restriction, just have somebody present who accepts you totally as you are, is really an incredibly powerful experience and healing at the same time. I mean, how often do we have somebody just totally and 100% accept us for who we are? Strengths, weaknesses, limitations, idiosyncrasies, without comment or judgment or some sort of projection. You know, it's a very powerful way to encounter or be encountered. How often do we bear witness to our family, to our children? To me, the practice, bearing witness is a practice. It's not something that you just instantly do. It's something you have to practice doing. And I think that Zazen and this Zen practice is a wonderful way to pave the way for being able to bear witness. I also think that bearing witness isn't just reserved for situations where harm has been done or where something or someone has been lost. You know, we can also bear witness to acts of loving kindness, to great beauty, to unity. Equally as powerful, I think, and as important. So paying attention openly and without limit. So bearing witness is unqualified attention to the ingredients before us. And the more that we practice and allow our minds to become still, the more we will be fully present to each moment, to all the ingredients. And the more fully present we are, without preconception or prejudice, the more directly connected we will be to whatever comes into our awareness. We will really, in the end, be bearing witness to ourselves. The more we experience this deep present moment awareness and connection, the more likely we are to act with loving kindness and to do no harm. The more likely we are to act constructively to injustice and to cultivate joy and love in the world. So for me, bearing witness, whether I am able to do it for someone else or it happens to me, can be life-changing. It's an extremely powerful way to interact with the world around us. We have to let go to, you know, the things that we hold on to that make us feel safe, really, to really bear witness, right? Yeah, courage and vulnerability. So take some guts. Thank you.